Dreamscape presents The Fallen Witch by Emma Noyes, narrated by Renee Dorian. The Prophecy of the Fallen Witch. The witch is fallen, her fate sealed away, never to rise again, lest the goddess pave the way. A princess lost, born to a pirate king, collects the sacred triumvirate, horn, tiara, and ring. If collected, the fallen shall rise, bringing death and destruction, Earth's untimely demise. A war for the ages, consuming both land and sea, only to be halted at the hands of the three. Part 1. Chapter 1. I'm to be married in a week. It wasn't supposed to happen this quickly. As a child, I had no intention of getting married at all. My dream was to commandeer my own ship, my own crew, and carry on my uncle's legacy as the fiercest pirate in all of the Caribbean. Romance never factored into that picture. All my energy went into mastering the open sea. Then I met Finn. At first, I tried to hate him. I did. Finn is uptight, stubborn, obsessed with rules, and hopelessly brainwashed by my father, the opposite of my sensibilities as a pirate. But as I came to see, he's other things too. Sweet. Tender. He has a laugh that fills the city's tunnels, a smile that sweeps away the wrinkles of worry that so often cover his face. When I was with him, I felt safe for the first time in my life. I didn't realize I was falling for him until it was almost too late. "Do we prefer blue pearl or pale coral?" asks Cora, holding up two nearly identical squares of fabric. If I thought planning the proposal was a headache, then planning a wedding deserves its own special level of hell. I was raised to hoist sails and haul barrels, not spend 3 hours reviewing fabric swatches. At least Cora seems to be enjoying herself. She threw herself into wedding preparations like a shark upon a school of bleeding dolphins. Every afternoon, after she finishes dress rehearsals for her troop's latest
sample complete. Ready to continue?